You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
Yesterday, more than 400 striking ambulance paramedics and supporters came out for a midday rally against Bill 21. The Bill 21 is known as the Ambulance Services Collective Agreement Act, and it has just been passed this morning by the legislature in Victoria. BJ Shute is Director of Public Education with the Ambulance Paramedics of BC, and he joins me on the line this morning. Hi, BJ, and thanks for taking a little time in a busy schedule to speak with us.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
What's the government's rationale for legislating you back to work?
Well, you know, I think a better question would be, what's the government's rationale today for governing us back to work? Because we've seen over the past week since this legislation was brought in or was introduced in the House, a change in the reasons and the rationale behind this legislation. But, you know, let's make no mistake about it. This legislation is nothing short of Olympic legislation brought in to hide the fact that the ambulance service is broken and that the government is not willing to work with paramedics. I think it's the lazy, cheap way out, and that's the route this government has chosen to take.
When you say it's for the Olympics, what is it specifically that that they want to get? What services will you provide there?
Well, we don't know. That's the question we've been asking for over 2 years. You know, what is the plan for the Olympics? Basic questions, questions you think would be planned years in advance have yet to be answered. And those questions are as simple as how many ambulances are going to be required, how many paramedics are going to be required, where will these paramedics come from, considering in the Metro Vancouver area and the Howe Sound Corridor that we cannot fill the shifts we have because we don't have enough paramedics, and if paramedics are going to be brought in from around the province, what's going to happen to communities like Duncan, for example, or Ashcroft, for example, when we draw those paramedics in? Are we going to be shortchanging the other communities that paramedics serve on a daily basis? So, you know, this is a pathetic attempt, I think, to hide some really grave concerns that paramedics have and grave concerns that the public has as well. And I think that if they're actually was a plan in place, somebody would produce it. You know, somebody would say, here is our plan, this is what we're going to do, we're going to provide X number of ambulances and X number of paramedics, and this is how we intend to do that. But I didn't see that in this legislation. All I saw was a heavy-handed government force a contract upon paramedics that they simply would not achieve through traditional collective bargaining. In fact, even the title of this act, the Ambulance Services Collective Bargaining Act, is a farce. This was forced legislation. There's been no collective bargaining to date.
And what is it that's in the legislation? What sort of terms are they imposing?
Well, they've imposed a one-year term retroactive to April and expiring on March 31st, and a 3% general wage increase, and some reference to an Industrial Inquiry Commission. But I think we're going to greatly differ on the terms of reference. Paramedics believe, in fact, it was our idea to have an investigation into the ambulance service, but that investigation needs to encompass the entire ambulance service, right from the most junior paramedic to the most senior bureaucrat, and it needs to look at all aspects of this ambulance service, from training to compensation to number of ambulances to number of paramedics to training levels, access to training, all of those sorts of things, not the narrow scope and the narrow definition brought forward in this bill that is only to look at labor relations aspects of the union and this government.
You were looking for in your negotiations for improvements in wages. Who did you want parity with?
Well, we haven't actually had anything on the table for quite some time. We've been highlighting the fact that the paramedics in this province are the lowest paid emergency responders. And, we are out there risking our lives every day providing a service to the public. But what we've been asking for over the past 7 months is to have a fair process. And that process, we believe, is an independent arbitrator. And the reason why we think that is fair is that's what's afforded to other emergency services. That, coupled with the fact that this government has, in essence, taken away our right to strike. So, you can't take away a fundamental right of a group like that without allowing some other method to resolve this conflict or some other method to achieve a collective agreement.
If you're demanding an independent arbitrator, they could have gotten a judgment, couldn't they, a decision from that well before now, and had the Olympic plans taken care of?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've proposed this back as far back as December of last year when we knew our collective agreement was expiring. It fails on me as to why the government didn't realize it at the same time we did, but we knew it was expiring, and we said at that time that we need to have a process similar to other emergency services. We knew we would be going before the Labor Relations Board and working under an essential service order. We didn't know it would be as tight and restrictive as it was, but we made this proposal almost a year ago, and it fell on deaf ears, and now the government seems to want to blame the paramedics, and quite disrespectfully so, blame the paramedics for an ambulance service that's been in crisis for many years, and blame the paramedics for their own poor planning and poor decisions when it comes to providing pre-hospital care in this province.
And right now, how would you assess the sentiment of people in the province with regards to the well-publicized efforts you've made to reach an agreement?
Well, we've been receiving hundreds and hundreds of letters, and you mentioned as well that hundreds of people did come out and protest the coming of this bill. I think the paramedics enjoy a great deal of public support, and we've seen that throughout our struggles to improve the ambulance service, not just during our strike, but over the past several years as well. And, to be clear, paramedics are not willing to just simply fade away. We have been and we will continue to be fighting for the rights of patients and fighting for the rights of the communities in which we serve, regardless of this bill. This bill may legislate an end to our strike, but it certainly does nothing whatsoever to legislate an end to the labor dispute of paramedics in this province. And I can say with a great deal of confidence that my members are extremely frustrated, and we have all watched, the paramedics anyways, have all watched a video message from our chief operating officer asking us to forgive them, and that the ambulance service had no hand in this legislation, and that the ambulance service is an innocent victim of this legislation. And, I think that that's a cowardly attempt to play on the sympathies of paramedics. But I know that, as a paramedic myself for the past 17 years, I'm certainly not in any mood whatsoever to volunteer any extra time for this employer, and certainly not in any mood to be volunteering my precious time during the Olympics to ensure that this ambulance service can get through despite the poor planning and despite the fact that paramedics have been trying to work for a couple of years on a plan. I think that our members are extremely tired of being disrespected, and when you lie to a group, and when you disrespect a group of people, regardless of if it's paramedics or who it is, that group of people is not going to be willing to forget all of that and lay down and allow this government and this employer, the BC Ambulance Service, to continually trample over our rights.
Well, thanks for talking today, and best of luck in your ongoing struggle for some decency and respect for your workers.
Thank you so much, and I'd also like to add that if anybody who is listening wishes to log on to our website, saveourparamedics.com, that website is still active, and we certainly encourage people to continue to show their frustration through that website and send a clear message to this government that it's time to start working with paramedics and stop fighting with paramedics.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. I've been speaking with BJ Shute. He's Director of Public Education with the Ambulance Paramedics of BC. And as he said, you want to keep in touch with their ongoing efforts and go and show support, you can log on to saveourparamedics.com and get further information there.